Chile is your home of the hottest hits, and Lauren Anderson, she was born in 2000, and she has severe chronic congenital neutropenia, and I think I pronounced that pretty incorrectly, but she joins us right now, Lauren, and also Sally Rose McShane. Good morning, ladies.
Hello.
It's wonderful to have you both on. Now, tell us about Life for Lauren, the bone marathon.
Firstly, you did pronounce that really badly, but I can't pronounce it either. So, Lauren, how do you pronounce
it's
it?
It's neutropenia.
Okay, neutropenia. Yeah. Now, tell us about this diagnosis as well, and when did you show symptoms?
So, basically, I was a few days old, and then I was diagnosed then, so I was born with it. And basically, what it means is that my body doesn't produce neutrophils, which is the white blood cell that fights infection.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not great.
So does this mean like a lot of doctor's visits, I imagine, a lot of blood tests, daily injections as well?
Yep.
Wow, and you were scared of coming on the radio. That's amazing. How is it that you keep positive and stay upbeat?
I mean, you just kind of have to because, like, what else are you going to do?
Doing a bone marrow donation, how can we help?
Probably a year ago, the daily injections stopped working for Loz. The ones that kept her being able to fight infections stopped working. So last year, Lauren actually went and had a bone marrow transplant, following along as a friend. Can you say it was really horrible experience?
Yeah, it was not good.
What does a bone marrow transplant entail? I've heard that they're pretty nasty, but how exactly does it happen, Lauren?
So basically, you have to go to Melbourne and you're admitted for about 4 to 6 weeks and you get a Hickman line put in or any sort of port, and then you have about a week of chemotherapy, and then after that it's the transplant day, so that's day zero, and it kind of looks like a blood transfusion. So after that, you know, you've got no immune system at all, and so basically you've just got to build it back up, and so that's what the new bone marrow does.
And it says here on your GoFundMe page, out of donors registered worldwide, you've only got 2 possible matches.
Yeah, so out of 38 million, I think. Ooh. I've got 2. And one of them we can't really use because they've got a virus that I don't want. So,
sweetness. Okay, so a bone marrow-thon. What is that?
This is something her friends and I are doing for her because that one viable bone marrow is the one she had last time,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't work. It didn't take. It didn't work. And so her only option in May is to have that one again because there's no other viable option. So we are hoping for a miracle and to try and find her, I can't look at her at the moment, another viable match. So we are trying to get everyone in Australia because that way it doesn't have to be frozen because this one, the last one came from the US, so it had to be frozen and I think that's why it didn't work.
Okay.
But everyone between 18 and 35, we need them to go into the Red Cross, donate blood under Life for Lauren Bone Marathon, and tell them they want to go on the register.
Because someone could be listening out there and thinking to themselves, could my bone marrow save a life? Which is a huge thing to give. When you're dealt cards like this, Lauren, I imagine every day is just a blessing for you and it's do or die at the moment.
Yeah, definitely.
Wow.
And you're guaranteed, if you go in and you donate blood, you're guaranteed to save a life anyway.
Yeah.
Because you're donating blood. You might be someone else's miracle with your bone marrow, but we as friends are hoping that you're Loz's miracle. You are guaranteed to save a life even if you just go in and donate blood.
Yeah.
So, no bad can come of this, only good. And we just need that bone marrow, you need to be 18 to 35. And young men are the most, you know, patriarchy. I don't know how it works again, but they are the most likely to be a viable option.
You can donate. If you look up Lauren on GoFundMe.com, you're looking for a $20,000 target and a lot of your friends are donating. Anonymous people are donating. It's amazing to see so many friends and family come together for this as well. You must be stoked that you are surrounded by people that love you, Lauren.
Oh my God, it's amazing. All my friends and family are just great. And even like my nurses and my doctors are just amazing. And I'm very, very lucky.
I think that you are both absolutely amazingly incredible people. There should be more people like you both in the world. It would be a much, much better place. And I, for one, I wish that I could donate for you, Lauren. However, I'm sadly out of the age bracket, but I will absolutely be encouraging every person that I meet that does fit into that to certainly go and donate as soon as possible.
What I've been doing is I just actually, I was in the coffee shop this morning and I went, there's a guy standing there, how old are you? And he's like, 24. And I went, can you do me a favour? Can you please? And so I'm just, you know, I'm talking to strangers and coffee shops and asking them to donate because, you know, you say we're wonderful people. This is a really selfish thing we're doing because I love Loz and I would like her around for a really long time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we just need people and not put it off. We've got until May. This is the thing. We have a deadline. We only have until May. This is not something you can wait a week to go and do. We need, if you hear this and you're 18 to 35, and not only you, bully your friends into doing it as well.
Yeah, we will resort to peer pressure if we need to.
Yeah.
And start pushing people.
Well, it's Live for amazing. Lauren, the Bone Marathon. We'll put up all the links at chillyfm.com.au. We hope you reach your goal. We hope you find a donor as well. And wishing you all the best with the journey ahead. And big love to you and Sally. Lauren, thank you so much for taking time out with us. And your story is inspiring. And we admire your strength.
Thank you, guys, for helping us spread the word. Yep. We really appreciate it.